Lord, please take over our mind and day that we may please you. We renounce the spirit of judgment in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus began, I am praying for you, beloved. You will get many warnings of dirty diapers. I have spoken much on the subject, enough to tide you all over, so let's move on. Dirty diapers is what we call gossip. The diaper goes in the trash and stays there. We don't pull it out to poke around in it. So when something not flattering comes up about someone else, we are obligated to warn them, dirty diaper. The Lord continued, there are many gifts I want to empower you with. All of you need these gifts, but I must see a deeper level of humility and self-abasement. Please, my children, look at yourselves before you look at others. When you see disorder in another soul, pray for them right there and then. You must also distance yourself from critical talk when they continue on anyway. Just simply change the subject or tell them, I can't judge others because I have my own sins. If they are offended by that, then it is their problem. But you have not opened the door to be sifted or lost grace because you found fault with others. Dear ones, you must go deeper and look into my mirror. This issue is one of the heart, not just the intellect or the mouth. In this way, you will not dare to judge another. You may judge an action, but never the one who does it, because you do not know their motive, and they might be totally innocent. I want you to have such a clear vision of your own shortcomings that you don't dare to raise your head against the faults of others. One thing I will tell you is that if you are faithful to pray for them, I will be faithful to work with them. By practicing this, you can renovate the entire world. If this were taught to all Christians, the body would become holy in a much shorter time. You are to help others get free of their faults, not sit in judgment or make them feel worse about themselves. You can always tell them, Jesus is faithful to rectify my faults. I am sure he will do the same for you if you ask him. This way you admit you have faults while proclaiming my faithfulness and instilling hope in those that are despairing of their sinfulness. It would shock you to know the level of condemnation that most of my people live under. You may get a little peek at that by the level of condemnation you live under every single day. I want to arm you with more gifts, but until you start seeing yourself as you truly are, I cannot. It would only make you vain and proud. Take every thought captive, my beloved ones. Every thought that is derogatory about another, take it captive and offer it up to me in prayer for that soul. Lord, I don't know how we can operate in the healing gifts when we are so aware of our sinfulness. The answer to that is simple. The more you recognize your tendency to sin, the less you will judge others. Turn that observation of sin in others to your benefit by searching your soul for the same sins. In this way, you will benefit both yourself and your brother, because you will be humbled and pray. Lord, how can we become more humble? Jesus continued, always look up to others in truth and from the heart, and expect my wisdom to shine through them for you. In truth, your brothers and sisters are laden with many gifts you do not have. When you recognize and acknowledge that, you are on your way to holiness. Honor others above yourself. Even though your work may demand that others help you, you can still see in them the beautiful qualities they manifest in serving you. This should work more humility into your nature. My beloved ones, there is no easy task, but if you wish to be adorned with the choice gifts, you must prepare your heart to be a choice resting place for my Holy Spirit. The preparations for these gifts are long and arduous. Looking up to others, no matter what their station in life is perhaps one of the quickest ways to accomplish this. And if you see your brother or sister stumble, recall all the gifts that have been in operation in them, but not in you. Balance it out until they are more worthy of your respect than you. Every morning, pray this prayer. Lord, show me the beauty of other souls this day, that in truth and practice I may honor them above myself. Help me always to take the very last place, washing their feet and finding my peace and comfort in the lowest place. Amen.